Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. I want to welcome Shona to the studio from the old school. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So when did you get your power back yesterday?
About 3 o'clock, I think, but
about
I wasn't actually there. So
to enjoy it, where were you?
Oh, just out for a walk, enjoying Raglan.
Yeah, well,
forgetting about this.
There were a lot of people. I noticed about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, the amount of cars down Bow Street was at a really peak level. It's all the people like, okay, we've got the kids, we've got nothing to do today, let's go for a drive.
So, yeah, get and do something.
Yeah. So, coming up, has the power outage caused any problems for you guys in terms of what's coming up?
Well, a few things we had to cancel yesterday. Some of the room hires were able to go ahead without power, but the clay shed was not operational, so we had to cancel the kids' class and the wheel class.
Yeah.
It's really difficult because you just have to make a call on these things, eh?
Yeah.
And the other thing was the writers' weekend workshops. There were a few people who pulled out yesterday because of the power outage. We really didn't have any idea how long it was going to be, and that was sort of the last date we could really make a call on that. So that's been cancelled, unfortunately.
The power of the room is, what did you say to someone? You heard someone said about the power might be back on the 7th or something.
Yeah.
That was a rumour you heard. I didn't hear that one, but that's really unhelpful.
Uh-huh, I know. So there were people, you know, talking about moving to stay with their mum for a few days so they could work from home, and people who just thought it was going to be much more long term than it turned out to be.
Yeah, and I mean, it had the potential to be a problem. And for people who were, even though you got power back at 3, and we did here in the town hall, and presumably the old school did, but the people on the fringes of Raglan were not getting power back, so.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if everybody's got it now. Waitatuna and all these places,
there's
okay
two
now?
Little spots, according to the outage map, Cogswell Road and the south side of State Highway 23 are at Tiuku.
Mm.
So the school's up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and other bits too. I know one of our DJs lives on a farm up in the foothills of Mount Karioi, and I think there's an outage on the property that they're going to have to sort out. So,
but that happens anyway, though, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, especially when you live on the foothills of Mount Karioi.
It's more the peak was like 17,000, wasn't it, or something, people without power.
3,000 households out here.
Yeah, but I mean, across Waikato at one point.
Yeah, they had more. We were the last ones to get sorted because they couldn't find the break, which was in a forest somewhere on the Divi, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my guess, based on what they were saying. They were out there with helicopters and drones. Yeah, which apparently they quite enjoy. I was talking to someone whose son works somewhere else in the country and does the same job, and they quite actually enjoy the days they get an excuse to go for a fly in a helicopter.
Yeah, so, there certainly were a lot of helicopters around, huh?
Yeah. So, okay, so the writer's workshop's not happening. Is that postponed or cancelled? Has that even been decided?
I'm not 100% sure about that, actually, Aaron. Jacqueline's organising that, so I'll have to get in touch with her and check it out.
Yeah, probably hasn't even been fully decided yet. Are the movies on this weekend?
Yeah, movies are definitely on.
Okay.
As long as we've still got power this weekend.
I think we're going to be good, unless another storm comes through. I think that's the only thing that will be an issue for us.
Mm.
Yeah. So the first one is the Trustful Julian Assange movie. It's come back. You must have had quite a few people viewing it in the past.
Yeah, well, all three previous sessions were sold out.
Okay.
And there were still people asking for another showing, so here it is.
Okay.
Another chance. I'm going to go and see it this time.
You wonder what the fuss is about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If anyone wants to know a little bit about it, I interviewed the director of the film. I wonder if that's still available even on the website. That was quite a while ago. Another movie, The Moon is Upside Down. What's that about? 7:30 on Saturday.
It's a New Zealand black comedy,
okay.
I think it is. It's about three women travelling through New Zealand. They've got sort of intersecting stories, I think.
Okay. There we go. Can I read it?
Mm-hmm.
A duped male order bride, a numbed anaesthetist determined to have a romantic weekend, and an empty nester on an unexpected mission of mercy. Okay. Starring Jermaine Clement, Robbie Mungasiva. Any other names we recognise?
I didn't recognise any of them, but I've already told you before I'm not very good at that.
Robin Malcolm. People should know her name. Yeah. Jermaine Clement. No?
Sorry. <really?
laughs> He's one of the... I can't remember their name now. Never mind. He should be well known. So that's that movie. Is there one on Sunday?
On Sunday we've got another first Raglan showing. Anyway, Wicked Little Letters, which is based on a true story. So set in the UK, and I think in the 20s. Could be wrong about that. Set in the past, about a little time where people start receiving anonymous letters, and all the drama around that.
Right, so this is the old 100-year-ago equivalent of harassment by the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Yeah. All right, so that's those three movies. The pop-up bookshop, will that stay open?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Open.
So that's... How many regular authors in there? Can you count the numbers?
Uncountable. Innumerable. And we still got another email this week of another author looking to join it.
Okay.
Just keep on coming.
Okay, so if you're from Raglan and you've got a book, yeah. The pop-up bookshop will display it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have as many people as we can.
Okay, and if you missed out on this one, because it's wrapping up on Sunday, I think, is it? Probably. There'll be more later, though. The writers' events are happening all through the year, aren't they?
Yep, we've still got the standard ones. The writing critique group was on Tuesday, so that's passed. But the writers'
club?
Yeah, book club.
Yeah.
They'll be meeting this morning.
Is that a writers' book club or just a book club for people who like books?
Yeah, just people who like books. For everyone who likes to read.
Okay.
Just come along and share it.
And so those are two ongoing things. The writers' critique group where local writers get together and anyone who's a writer can join that and help each other out. And then there's just the book club.
The readers.
I don't say just.
Yeah. Well, that's the other side of the coin, isn't it? The writers and the readers.
Aye.
Well, that's a lovely thing about this.
Codependent.
Program, that we can cater for everyone. And then we have a book launch as well, which I think is on the 4th.
Oh, do I have to go to the next month here?
Hold on.
I'll click buttons. There we go.
Melier's.
Writer's Room?
No. Oh dear, this is terrible, isn't it? I rely on the calendar too. Melier Sims,
yes.
Who's written a book, Calm and Confident in the Dentist Chair. So work said she for
was,
adults.
Right, she said she was working on another book, a second book.
Uh-huh, and that's been launched. And I'm sorry to have to... I will send you the details later, Aaron. You can put it on your What's On guide.
But that's next week.
Yeah, next week.
Molly, you should have called me for an interview. I'll chase her up.
Yeah, you've got a little bit more time.
Yeah, well, I've got Monday off.
Oh, yeah,
add to the confusion.
I know, it is a bit, isn't it? It's bad timing.
Oh, look at that pen just fell apart in my hands while I was writing.
That's a sign of something.
I need a new pen. book launch, that's all I'm writing down so I don't forget. All right, so that's happening in a week. What else is... Are there any other events? When's the next Live and Local? That's not on the calendar too either.
No, no Live and Local happening
at
the moment.
Is that because you need someone to run it?
I think it's still... Discussions about the best way to format it going forward are still ongoing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a hiatus, would we say?
Yeah, I mean, it will be happening.
Okay.
Just not in June.
Just not in June. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. The Creative Market will be going ahead, no doubt, though.
Yep, Creative Market's always there, rain or shine.
Yeah.
Every month of the year.
Yes, like an institution.
And we've got our group exhibition, the Clayshed group exhibition opening on the 14th, Friday the 14th. That's our big excitement.
Okay, so that's the local clay artists who are part of the Clayshed.
Clay artists and friends. We're about...
We just say we, you include yourself in this.
Well, the Clayshed's where I do most of my work.
Right.
Yeah. The case is my special.
So how do you describe yourself, Shona? Are you an artist or something else? What's the word you use?
Oh, I think I'll definitely be an artist.
Okay, all right.
I identify as an artist, Aaron.
You do? Just because you used and others or and friends, so I wasn't sure where you were.
Yeah, well, we've got people from the Clay Shed. We've got our, Susanna, Merrin, Robin, Justine, Lindy. But we've also got some other clay artists. We've got Carla from Monster.
Yes.
And Aish, who works with her too.
Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of other artists, Brody Reynolds, Catherine Houston,
okay.
Hayley Hamilton.
Right, so it's pretty much a full roundup, almost.
Yeah, well, I think we're at 19 now, and there was another email I saw. I just had a quick peek at my inbox, another email of somebody else wanting to join today. So,
okay, so the exhibition's starting on the 14th, you said?
We're opening on the 14th, 6 p.m. Yeah. Come along for a glass of mulled wine, get a first peek at what's happening,
yeah.
And then we'll be open 10 till 4 daily for the... Till the 25th.
Okay, and we'll see some of your work, will we?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm an artist inside.
Okay.
No, it's the second time in a row Suzanne's been like showing up and I'm like, just a busy time.
Yeah, life is busy, mm-hmm. Especially after the last couple of days. Speaking of clay classes, do we just say they're ongoing? There's more for evening classes coming up and...
We've got one starting on Tuesday, but that's sold out.
Yeah.
hopefully we'll manage to get Clarissa to do another one of this, another session of it later on in the year.
Is that the Nerokomi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of interest in that.
So that's clay with a marbling effect, people using, want to know what that is.
Yeah, coloured clays. You can either use natural coloured clays, which is what Clarissa does, or if you like, you can stain them, and then you can have random marbling, which is very pretty, or think ahead and make some patterns in it so that when you roll out the clay, then you have circles of different colours or stripes or checkerboard.
And Sarah Bing got some evening classes going on at the moment.
We had to cancel the one yesterday, so we'll have to rearrange that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got the wheel classes. And there's still places. This session's full, but there's one starting in August.
Okay, and for the kids after school stuff, I know there was funding issues to resolve for next term.
Yeah, still being resolved.
Okay, so we'll just park that one. Mm-hmm. What about the lift? Is the lift working?
The lift is working.
Can we go and play with it?
Well, you can come visit it, yeah.
Is it very fast, though?
No, it's quite stately.
Stately.
Yeah, you really get time to appreciate the experience of being in the lift.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It'd be one of those ones that's like on goes up on a screw or something rather than a machine at the top that pulls it up on
No,
wires.
I think it's got a machine that's... No, it's Is it? It's good.
I'm guessing.
It's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But come that's see okay. It, so that's done.
Yep, that one's done.
And the chairs are in up there and in the creative space. Okay. All right. Well, that's because I've been talking about the lift at the old school, not heavily, but off and on with people from the old school for years now.
Yeah, it has been years.
That whole creative space, like, I've been doing this job for about 12 years. I think most of that time, it's been a topic of discussion, what's happening out behind the old school. So,
well, yeah, that's a good thing, I think.
It's a great thing to say that the project is complete.
Yeah, I don't know if the project will ever be complete. There's still lots of ideas, eh?
Yeah, well, this is true, but this feels significant anyway. I don't know whether anyone at the old school is celebrating.
It's a big step for us. Yeah,
yeah.
We're very happy to have the lift in.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, but are you still fundraising?
The toilets are our next.
Are you going to do up those old toilets out the back?
No, not yet.
The historical toilets.
Not yet. But we are planning to put a toilet in. There's a little space in between where the kitchen is and the new building is.
Yes.
So we're planning to put a toilet in there so that people who are using the ferry tappery upstairs will be able to get to a toilet without having to either go all the way past the office or all the way through the kitchen.
Oh, because it's such a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not that convenient.
Okay. Not a convenient convenience.
No, and also the clay shed. The clay shed, we kind of like to have a toilet a little bit closer as well. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I think, have we covered everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Power's back on at the old school today.
Mm-hmm, yeah, all back to normal. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be in touch with the people whose classes were cancelled to rearrange that, and I will find out about the writer's workshop and let you know.
Yeah, if it's postponed or cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also let you know when the book launches, so you can put that in your calendar.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I definitely want to talk to Molly about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Shona, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
Okay, folks, that's the end of the show for the day. And the week, and you won't hear from me on Monday. I'm going to have the day off, like most other people. Although you don't say that in Raglan, so many people have to work on the public holiday. But in any case, I'll be back on Tuesday.